Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. When thinking about adding native plants to our yards, the Lady Bird Johnson Wildlife Society and the U.S. Forestry Department both encourage us to find locally sourced plants. They say that locally sourced plants represent specialized ecotypes, a subset within a variety that's adapted to particular environmental conditions, the soil types, the date of the first frost, and the rainfall patterns. If you get a plant from the mountains of Kentucky, for example, it may be stressed by the summer nighttime high temperatures and lack of rainfall that might be prevalent where you live. I was looking at the listing for Tilia from Woodlander's Nursery in Aiken, and it was sourced from Alabama, not exactly local, but closer to home than one from Pennsylvania, and the Xerxes Society is trying to find local sources for milkweed seeds for different parts of the country. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.